Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. If you're watching our Twitter, you saw that is music from a group called 8-Bit Weapon. You should go follow them on Twitter or check out their website, 8bitweapon.com.
I like that.
Now, the significance of all that, or the beauty of all that, or the amazing thing about all of that, is it's done using vintage computers and classic consoles as instruments.
That is awesome. Oh, that is cool.
Hi, Michelle. Surprise. That's one of the artists over there. I told you we were going to drop your rotation. I like to surprise you. That's why you know when. I know you're bouncing. That's a good boost for you this morning. I like their stuff. Anyway, go check them out. 8-Bit Weapon. It's the number 8-Bit, B-I-T, weapon.com. Go check them out. Tell them we sent you.
Yes. Tell them we sent you.
Oh, looks like they're also going to be out somewhere this weekend. Looks like World Famous Whiskey A-Go-Go. You could go check that out on their Twitter if you want to go. They're actually, if you use a certain code, I'll tell you that if you can go check out over there, you can get in for $10. So you can actually go see them play.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Guys, please no groping the girls. You can You can look at the boobs all you want. Just don't touch them.
She's no fun.
I'm trying to keep you from getting arrested. And she is a hot chick, so, guys.
It may not be someone to arrest you for it as your arm broken if she's as badass as it,
well,
eight girls are.
This is true. I'd hate to see you. You know, I'll point this out to you. If your arm is broken, you can't game.
Ouch. That would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And we do love the game.
You know what? You would not know that we are all super, super overly excited.
I know, right?
Well,
at least
we are.
Because I was trying to figure out how to put a picture up that I just found.
Okay.
Breathe in.
Breathe in. Yeah, you ginger. No, ginger was pregnant in Second Life. Just want to let y'all know that.
Yes.
But y'all beware. Yeah, her avatar is pregnant, so you can't date her avatar right now.
No. But my pixel baby is not going to be taught to call random guys uncle.
Yes, mommy was kissing Uncle Fred. It's okay.
This is so sad. Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess they're here for news, maybe?
They are, and I had a wonderful story I was going to share with you on the geekery front, but for some reason I just closed the window.
Well, I found one that has already managed to... We're 5 minutes in. I'm sorry, people. I have to say it because this is all that is to it. It pisses me off.
Tell them.
Oklahoma lawmakers introduced bill to tax violent video games.
They just won't quit.
They won't quit. The stupidity has no bounds. Oh my God. It's like the black hole of stupidity. You can just feel it. I'm this close to the border, and I can literally feel the brain cells sucked out of my head. Because, yeah, I'm that close to Oklahoma. All right, so an Oklahoma lawmaker has introduced a bill in the state legislature that would impose a tax on violent video games to help fight childhood obesity and bullying. Yes, because it's all about violent video games, that your kids are fat and that your kids are mean. It doesn't have anything to do with that you're not parenting them.
You're not feeding them what they're supposed to be eating. You're not letting them get out and play, or at least pick a game where it forces them to get up and play.
Yes. All right, so Oklahoma State Representative William Forkiller, and he's a Democrat, introduced Bill HB 2696, which would add a 1% tax on games rated teen, mature, and adults only by the ESRB. These funds would be used for fighting childhood obesity and bullying. This is basically what lawmakers like to call a sin tax put on products that are considered to be bad for you, like cigarettes and alcohol. Half of the revenue would be put towards a childhood outdoor education revolving fund, with the rest going to a bullying prevention revolving fund. Both of these would be created as part of the law. If this law gives you a strange sense of deja vu, it's because it is nearly identical to a New Mexico bill that was introduced in early 2008. That bill never made it out of the legislature and died on the vine. They say, let's hope a similar fate waits this bill. Yes, I'm with you. Mr. Forkiller, I hate you. You're wasting my oxygen. So if you could tie a plastic Walmart sack over your head, I'd be very, very thankful.
Okay.
You're leaking your stupidity, and I don't like it.
See, here's where the Android market and Apple get out of jail free card because they're not even being rated by the ESRB.
Yes, and some of those games. Ooh. But, I mean, anything from teen to mature and adults, I mean, some of the teen games aren't even violent, and you're going to tax these.
Because it's their perception of violence. Okay.
Because, I mean, that's anything from, like, Sonic the Hedgehog to anything with any kind of cartoon violence is going to get rated teen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about Mario, even, is going to be taxed.
Oh, you know Nintendo's not going for that.
No.
Nintendo's going to be like, I don't think so. You want to what? No, I don't think so. Oh, here comes.
I'm going to drive down there and just slap some people.
Right, oh, we got us a tweet.
Oh, we got some tweets? What we got tweeted?
They kept it all quiet. You rock too, 8-bit weapon. They said we rock. Thank you, Ginger and Corey. You rock. You rock too. That's why you put you on. Trust me, if you didn't sound good, it would be like, no. And we've had people that came to us with this stuff going, you put you on? No. We can't do anything with this.
Sorry.
Any of you, rest of you out there that do any types of nerdcore, we're going to throw it all under that umbrella for now. You know, where it involves gaming music, feel free to send it to us. We'll drop it in if it's good. If it's not, we'll tell you. So if you can't take the hurt, don't send it over here because I will tell you it sucks. Okay. Those of you that love you some Brick Forest or you've been waiting with bated breath will be happy to know the closed beta will begin this month. Start date for the sandbox shooter has been announced. Selected players will be able to experience the sandbox shooter starting February 28th. The open beta and official release of the online game will follow in the spring. Fans that wish to participate in the closed beta can register on the official website, www, as if you didn't know it started with that. I don't know why they do it. brick-force.com. And yes, I said brick, as in brick house, as in hit you in the head with a brick. But there is another brick in the wall. All players who register for the beta will be rewarded with an exclusive in-game. Once the open beta is underway, that is, blasting through Brick Force shooter mode, beta participants will be equipped perfectly for the cross-platform online game. Those who prefer building instead of blasting still have much to look forward to with the satisfying sandbox mode. This creative mode will be playable not only in the browser, but also in iOS and Android. Mm-hmm. You hear that bit? You hear that? That's hot. Brick by brick, players will have the freedom to create the worlds and maps they've always dreamed of, limited only by their imagination. Brick Forest also has a build, share, and play mode, which is their sandbox mode. It allows you to create worlds and maps that they've only dreamed of brick by brick. You can also share these virtual playgrounds with the community and use them as backdrop for fast-paced shooter hunts against fellow players or computerized opponents. This comic-style online game is built on the Unity 3D engine, which I keep hearing is like the top-notch, bestest engine ever. I must get a copy. It'll also be playable directly in your Windows browser. Players' simple building blocks to construct complex environments can be played on social networks and mobile devices such as smartphones and tablets. That is so hot. Brick Force is being developed by Korean game developer EXE Games as a co-production with Infernum. Beta and launch of the free-to-play title in Europe and North America are planned for this spring. Yay! Go check it out, BrickForce.com, Brick-Force.com, or rather. I like that they're doing a cross-platform. That means we can all play together as the gaming gods intended. Hail be unto Master Chief. Yeah.
Yes. And since we just finished up Winter Emus, I think 2 days ago? Yes.
You didn't even mention it was
Plus
Winter Emus.
The W's, A, the S, and the D. The four directions permeate all games.
Amen.
Oh, wait. I forgot the up, the down, the left, and the right, too. My bad.
You interrupted my monks.
I'm sorry.
Not at my register, but you knew what I was singing. Some people started singing with me.
Yeah.
No, you did. You over there. Sit down. Sit.
Oh, man, this just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. This is not good. People, we got to fight back. The Pirate Bay founder's appeal rejected by Sweden's Court. Yeah. The Pirate Bay founders are going to jail after get an appeal hearing before a Swedish court. What? Sweden's Supreme Court announced this morning that it will not hear an appeal by the Pirate Bay's founders Peter Sundy, Frederick Nyche, Gottfried Sarvoldholm, and Carl Lundstrom. That means that fines and jail time these men faced from lower courts in the country will be upheld. In April of 2009, the Pirate Bay's founders were found guilty of copyright infringement. They were each sentenced to a year in prison and a fine of 30 million SEK, about $4.2 million at the time. All four appealed the ruling, but the Swedish Appeals Court upheld the verdict in November 2010. The Appeals Court decreased the judgment, increasing the fine to 36 million SEK. The last stop for the group was Sweden's Supreme Court. This morning, they had officially exhausted all legal avenues to fight their convictions and avoid paying millions. Sundy faces 8 months in prison, Nyge faces 10 months, and Lundstrom just 4 months. Sarvoldholm, who missed the appeals hearing and other court appearances due to illness, faces a full year in prison. The Pirate Bay was founded in 2003 and has been the target of governments and right holders for many years. Isn't that good?
Let me just tell you, this is how skewed our world perspective is. Apple, who is admittedly doing slave labor over in China.
Mm-hmm.
No one's saying anything to them. No one's taking them to task. They're actually doing something to harm humans, not super rich, mega superstars in Hollywood by maybe downloading a few movies. And when I say in comparison to the money they're still making on the weekend, is way more probably than the entire country over there in China or even in Sweden. These stars are making this on a weekend, and somebody's and I'm not going to say Pirate Bay is not actually downloading the movies. Someone else is uploading them, but as usual, governments of the world are so antiquated in their thinking, they don't understand how the technology works. We've really got to get us, you kids out there that are, you know, want to be advocates for this, need to get into law school.
Yeah.
And then get out quickly and come handle this. If you understand how it works, this is who we need on the forefront of this. But we're more concerned with making sure Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie keep an extra $6 or $7 million than stopping some people in China from committing suicide because the companies they're working for, which are American companies, you know what? Y'all know where I'm going with this. Ridiculous.
Yes, this is very, very, very ridiculous.
God's skewed thinking in the world.
Yeah. This is nuts. This should not be happening, and yet it's still happening.
It's happening because we need some major news network. Who wants to get together and see if we can buy G4 back?
Ooh.
From the MTV people. Because clearly,
yes,
the reruns of Starsky and Hutch or whatever the hell they're showing this week are not getting it done for us. We need an outlet somewhere where our voices can be heard. Of course, you can listen to us every day, but or, you know, spread the word, because, you know, we got plenty to say. Ugh, boo. Okay, moving
boo.
Along. That makes me angry, and I can't say what I want to say. It's daytime. Listen tonight. I'll have all the words. All right, so yesterday, Sony had some big news. They did announce a new CEO. I think we mentioned that for you.
Oh, really?
However, there's even bigger news. Mm-hmm.
What's the bigger news?
Day after announcing their CEO, they were putting a loss of, get this, $2.9 billion for the final quarter of 2011.
Holy crap.
Now, yes. Now, this is in complete opposite of the same time last year when they had a profit of nearly $1 billion. This makes 9 years straight years of losses for Sony's TV business. Sensibly, the first moves of the new CEO, Kazuo Hirai, who is the new CEO, we told you about yesterday, he says, was to scale back the television division and look to replicate some of the successes he had with the video games at Sony. As Dean Takahashi wrote yesterday, hi Dean, you know I adore you, Hirai was largely responsible for the success of PlayStation here in North America. He was also the one who took the stage to bow and apologize when the PlayStation Network was hacked last year. You guys remember that? He was the only one that, you know, came out and tried to ease the pain. Some of his losses this year came from moves it made to streamline its business. It sold its stake in a joint venture with Samsung to produce flat panel screens, bought out Ericsson to consolidate its smartphone business. The earthquake and the tsunami which struck Japan last March also shut down 10 Sony plants and hampered supply chains. But the new CEO made it clear that Sony had no excuses and would try to find a way to regain its footing in the consumer electronics market. He said, I hold a very severe sense of crisis. And this is what he said at a conference. It's today, but, you know, it's already later today there. So this has probably happened a few hours ago. This, of course, is 24 hours after he replaced former CEO Howard Stringer, who will become chairman. He says, without a faster sense of speed, Sony cannot win. Good luck, guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, 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 very good luck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it is my go. Fun stuff going on. ECA action alert, Canada's C-11 amendment to the Copyright Act. Yes, I realize I'm harping on this, people, but this is big news. This is big news, big deal.
I'm going to provide the analogy for this in case they don't understand after Ginger tells you the story of what they're doing if you don't see it. Go ahead, Ginger.
All right, so the Entertainment Consumer Association has issued an action alert, a call to arms to let lawmakers in Canada know that the C-11 an act to amend the Copyright Act must remove a provision that makes jailbreaking illegal. While the amendment to existing copyright law in Canada isn't as strict or overreaching as SOPA and PIPA, it does contain some questionable provisions that could hurt consumers. In Section 41 of the bill, it says that this is illegal to circumvent technological protection measures. As is usually the case with laws written in the language is vague. Because of this lack of clarity, this provision could apply to jailbreaking your phone, downloading a patch to eliminate DRM and software, modifying programs, using programs on homebrew systems, or vice versa, and more. They say naturally this will have a chilling effect on innovation across a wide spectrum of creative mediums. Oh my God, all right, my energy thing just kicked in and I'm like, whoa! All right, so lucky you can help change things. You can join in and let Canadian lawmakers know that C-11 in its present form is unacceptable to consumers by visiting ECA's Action Alert page. If you live in Canada, you need to let your elected officials know that this amendment is misguided and dangerous. The page contains a form letter you can put your name on and send out immediately, or you can share your own personal concerns. And that is over at action.theeca.com. So go over there, check it out. Make your voice heard.
Wow. I wish we could help. We got your back. That's all we can say.
Yes.
We got your back here. Now let me explain the analogy of what they're trying to do there, just in case you don't get it. And we'll probably talk about this again later. You know how when we're playing our games, you're playing your one player, maybe it's an RTS, and you're trying to build up your little area, and they keep sending troops over. They just send a small bit, kind of like they're testing your defenses. That's what's going on with all of our governments all around the world, in case you guys hadn't been paying attention. The thing with Pirate Bay, the thing with us, with ACTA, SOPA, and PIPA, and now Canada. If you notice, they're all trying to slide these little things in to slowly, you know, chip away at what we can do. You guys have to stay vigilant. We told you the fight was not over. We told you to keep watching, because it's not done. But what they don't know is we're gamers. We do this every day. This is our game.
Yes, yes, yes. And we will out-troll you. don't be messing with our stuff, man. We will come for you.
This one's going to get ugly, too. Mm.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is Canada, man. Y'all are supposed to be hippies.
Y'all are supposed to lead the way.
No.
Yeah, what you do, everybody.
I love you, Canada.
Yeah. Everybody's like, they're so cool up there. They got the free health care. Their developers are all up there.
Yeah.
They don't report losses. They're not in trouble. Anyway. All right. So there was some articles floating around this week you may have seen from, I forget whoever said it, but because, like I said, we read so much during the day, that there was no such thing as that the subscription model was the subscription model for MMOs was dying. It's just that some people don't know how to do it properly. And apparently they're right, according to EA, Star Wars, The Old Republic. America's most influential analysts are putting paying subscribers for EA, Star Wars, The Old Republic at 1.3 million and a conversion rate of about 75 to 80%. Yeah. Doug Krutz from Cowan estimated the figure of paying players to be between 1.3 to 1.5 million, with 200,000 to 400,000 still enjoying their first month's free trial. Baird Equity Research concurred that the 1.3 million estimate, despite originally predicting the number to be 1 million. More important from this point will be the trend in paid subscription levels, which will depend on user engagement and the pace of new content deployed, said analyst Sebastian Cullen.
Is this coming out, what, a month?
Yeah, a little over a month.
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit too soon to be judging anything. Give it about 3 months for people to get tired of it and realize it's just rehashed, reskinned, wow.
Well, that's what he did. That's the statement I just made. They said that, you know, it depends on the user engagement and the pace they can get new content out to them. But Webbush Michael Patcher was more conservative, put a figure between 900,000 and 1.2 million. He said the worst case is that 900,000 out of 1.2 million purchasers through December 31st 31st converted to paying subscriptions. That's about 75%. The best case is 1.2 out of 1.5 million purchasers through December 31st converted, which is 80%. He too points out that any January purchasers will still be playing for free. Subscription prices for the game are currently set at €8.99 or €14.99 a month, $42 or €25 for 3 months, or 6 months for $78 or €46. The standard games cost you about €49.99 in euros, and all new players get 30 days of gaming free. Yesterday, EA revealed that the game has over 1.7 million players and that the game has sold 2 million units, which is still good. Even if nobody subscribes, you still get a nice bit of change. You do the math on 2 million copies at $40 a pop. You tell me they did damn good. All right.
I mean, I might play if it were free and if there was some kind of micro purchase. But beyond that, it's WoW rehashed. So, no.
You've played it. I haven't, so I can't say what it is.
I wasn't able to be evil enough. Let me be more evil, and I will pay.
You know what? I don't know what to say to you about you and your I'm not evil enough. Y'all need to run
in. Was Sith. I should have been evil. Very, very, very evil.
You know,
angsty.
Funny part about EA. EA is the devil, but they're also very Disney-like. So it's like they're afraid to go there with some of their things. I mean, if Dragon Age aside, but...
I mean, like, I got to kill the kid's father in front of him, but, like, the guy didn't even fight back or anything. It was just like, all right, kill him. And bam, I pointed the gun, shot him, and he was dead. That was it. There was no fight. I got to a couple of the bosses, and they're like, all right, you've killed all his minions. I'll kill the boss. And it goes through this whole thing where you're arguing. And then, you know, pretty much you pull out your gun, you shoot him, and you kill him. And that was it. And I was like, this is it? This is the great epic evilness?
Okay, I'm about to tweet you.
All right. I guess it's my turn to go. Grand Chase Europe begins closed beta. Join the fight as SG Interactive delivers side-scrolling action to Europe. SG Interactive is bringing true player versus player action to the European Union with a closed beta launch of free-to-play massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Oh my god, can't you just call it an MMORPG? Grand no. Chase Europe. Apparently, they got to spill it all out because I guess it, I'm going to assume whoever wrote this was being paid by Word, so hey, whatever. during this closed beta, gamers will be able to choose from three different characters, each with its own style, abilities, and special attacks to test their skills in intense PvP battlegrounds or complete dungeon challenges. Optimized for European players, the Grand Chase Europe closed beta is available now to players that register for free on the official website, which I'm going to make you go get it over at GameNatrix.com. I'm not going to tell you what it is. All right, so we got a couple of features. What do we got? Fine-tuned arcade controls. Simple to learn but challenging to master, Grand Chase Europe uses a control scheme which allows players to execute combo skills and chain attacks with a strong emphasis on accuracy and timing. Multiple fight modes. Players will be able to challenge each other mano-a-mano duels, band together in the strategic team play mode, or duke it out in survival PvP mode, an all-action slugfest for up to six players. We've also got character customization. That's the stock game nowadays. With early access to the game, players will embark on the Grand Chase Europe Day mission for a chance to win a unique European Union signboard, which can be permanently showcased above their character. All right, so you're going to have a walking ad board above your head. Fun stuff. Players can earn special item rewards every time they reach specific levels. And the and for the exceptionally competitive, the first player to take each character to the max level will be honored during open beta with a statue in the game's central hub. Wait, all right, so is it only during the open beta? Or do we get to have it once the beta's closed? Because if we get to have a statue for forever inside a game, I might have to go in there and kick some butt. Just so I can have a statue. But if it's only going to be there for like 2 weeks, no, I'm sorry. I'm all for killing people, but
I said,
Yeah. All right, so again, I got this up on GameNatrix.com this morning. Go over there and check it out.
I'm not so sure about that.
Seriously, man, if I could have a statue with like ginger rocks. Oh, dude, I'm totally in there killing you.
Ginger?
What?
I worries about you.
Oh, now, come on. Tell me, if you thought you could get into a game and kill a whole bunch of people or whatnot, do whatever to have a permanent statue, a permanent fixture inside that game with your name on it, you would not be there.
Nothing is permanent. You know, a server wipe could come along. You know
yeah,
how
yeah,
it...
Yeah, but they put it back. I mean, if it was, like, a built-in feature within the game, it's going to be there always.
No, you know how they do. Like, my super bases should still be there in City of Heroes, but I know that they're not. I left for a short while and I came back. My super base I built by myself so that I could take on the hordes of PvP by myself because I just wanted to be that badass. It's fun. And it was huge. Okay, anyway. EA is expressing some concern over their major European retailer. Electronic Arts' John Rizziello has expressed concern that the financial position of an unnamed European retailer could very well have considerable negative repercussions for them. GI.biz is reporting, speaking in a conference call which followed the company's positive financial results yesterday, Rizziello refrained from naming the chain but highlighted its issues as one of the three major factors which have influenced a more conservative Q4 projection. They're saying in terms of guidance, the midpoint of our fiscal year range remains unchanged from the raised guidance on our last call, the CEO told the investors. He said this implies a more conservative outlook for quarter four. Eric will provide detailed guidance in his comments. Our revised quarter four outlook is based on three factors. First, retail demand for Star Wars Old Republic was strong, and we shipped units right at the end of December that we'd anticipated shipping in early January. Second, we're moving an important social game launch from quarter four this year to quarter one of 2013, and with it the associated profit. He said we believe this move will enable us to launch a more highly polished and ultimately more successful title in early fiscal year 2013. And third, we are concerned with financial condition of one of our major European retail partners, which could lead to both increased bad debt and lost sales. Although he was very careful to remain circumspect over the identity of the chain, it seemed likely that Ricciello would be referring to anybody but the Game Group, which has experienced considerable financial difficulty recently. Senior Game spokesperson have repeatedly denied that the company's had any problems with stock paying staff. It has become apparent that patience among its lenders may be growing thin, with rumors continually resurfacing about the withdrawal of credit insurance. If credit is cut off, the publishers may start to ask for payment in advance on stock so as to prevent loss of assets in the event of liquidation. Ouch. Without the funds to pay up front, a store would be caught in a catch-22 of having no funds to buy stock and no stock to raise funds from. So this could be bad.
That could be very bad.
However, one of the guys here from Tribeca Limited, Mr. Christopher Sherry, hello, he's a DRM account manager, says that he sees in the future manufacturer on demand for a lot of products. I think that's a better idea, actually.
Mm-hmm.
To only order what was already purchased. You know, you have people come in the store, so you can go ahead and pay for this now, and then you know you need those copies.
Yes, yes.
I know it's annoying to see what they're saying. You know, I may not want to pick up my copy of The Sims until after I know if it's good. Well, then download the digital copy and keep it moving.
I like that. I like that. All right, what do we got? What do we got? Oh, more stuff. More stuff on Mega Upload. Have we already talked about this morning? I don't think so. ESS launches MegaRetrieval.com to help Mega Upload customers. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, the EFF, has launched a site, MegaRetrieval.com, dedicated to helping legitimate customers of Mega Upload retrieve their lost data. Their lost data, which was put in limbo when the federal government seized the servers and assets of the file-sharing site, which, if you ask me, was done illegally.
Mm-hmm.
The goal of the site is to help innocent users who use the site to store data that was not in any way infringing on other people's intellectual property. In other words, they were not engaged in any piracy. If you are one of these people and are based in the United States, the EFF is asking you to contact them at megauploadmissing@eff.org. The website is a joint project of the EFF and storage provider Carpathia Hosting. The site also features statements from the EFF and Carpathia Hosting representatives. So what have we got? They say EFF is troubled that so many lawful users of MegaUpload.com had their property taken from them without warning, and that the government has taken no steps to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Are we surprised? This is coming from Julie Samuels, staff attorney at EFF. We think it's important that these users have their voices heard as this process moves forward. Another statement said, we have no immediate plans to reprovision some or all of the Mega Upload servers. This is coming from Brian Winter, CMO of Carpathia Hosting. This means there is no data loss for Mega Upload customers. If this situation changes, we will post a notice at least 7 days in advance of reprovisioning any Mega Upload servers at carpathia.com and megaretrieval.com. We continue to recommend that Mega Upload users seeking to retrieve their data contact the Electronic Frontier Foundation for assistance by visiting megaretrieval.com. Please continue to visit carpathia.com and megaretrieval.com for updates. All right, so again, if you have files on here that were legal and have been now taken away from you quite illegally, government, USA, how dare you, then please, please, please get in contact with megaretrieval.com or the EFF.
Wow.
So
I'm wondering how that's – are they filing a lawsuit on their behalf? Is that what they're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the EFF is filing a class action lawsuit.
That's what I say.
Against our government. Yes. Yes, that is exactly what is about to happen because our country.
Yeah.
It is quite shady, illegal, and totally, this whole fight for SOPA and PIPA that they've been pushing. Why do they need SOPA and PIPA if they're just going to do this anyway?
Amen. I wonder if I got data on there. I wonder if I can be a part of the class action lawsuit because I bought something from somebody whose data was stolen. What do you think?
Maybe. You should find out.
We will. I will find. I will try to find out today. Y'all know how I am. I get busy. And let you guys know tonight. Because,
because this is ridiculous. What we did is just... And what scares me is if you are watching the news, people, and people, please, please do not rely on just the news that you see here. Do not just rely on our U.S. news. Go to other countries' websites. Check out the news that is being shown there. You will find stories we are not hearing here of what is being done within our own country. And that is scary.
Yeah, because they'll say, oh, we're a free country, and see how they're treating their people.
No, because our
they
CNN, our
us.
CBS, all of our broadcast stations.
They're owned by the same company.
Owned by the same country, and they are lobbying our government to make these laws that are, of course, shady and illegal. So, of course, they're not going to show the news. They're not going to show you the horrible, horrible things that are going on. Like the chick whose home was broken into, door busted down. She was held down at gunpoint while her kid watched because the FBI was doing a drug raid and messed up and went to the wrong apartment.
And they won't make amends for that.
No, they apologized, and that was about it.
I don't want an apology. I'm going to need you to fix my door, and you're going to need to give me a new house, and I need immunity from parking tickets for the next 5 years.
Yes, I'm thinking my kid's going to need therapy. I'm going to need therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need a new door. I'm going to need a security system. And I'm going to need your light. I'm going to need your badge. Sorry.
Mm.
I mean, who does that? I mean, this is a huge, big drug raid. You broke into the wrong apartment and held the wrong lady down at gunpoint while her kid was screaming for 30 minutes.
That's just crazy.
It is. I'm a little upset.
As well you should be.
Oh, and didn't you have a news story, another news story, something that wasn't so much game to talk about?
I did, but my PC is being all crazy.
Oh, no.
Won't let me open it. I know, and it was so juicy. Well, I'll tell you guys. We'll probably talk about it later on tonight anyway. It is geekery, and I always talk about there's things that are going on in science, and if you're a geek, most of you love science anyway, that we should be paying attention to. And I'll do like a quick rundown now because later tonight hopefully I'll have found the articles for all of these. This week, you guys, a couple of months ago, or maybe a month or so ago, remember they mentioned they might have found a UFO?
Yes, I remember reading this. I was so excited about it.
Yeah, footage of it up. You make a little spin around the internet. Again, I will have those tonight, but my browsers are running extremely slow. Thank you so much, Firefox, because I did not get to break up with you yesterday. I thought it over, and I stayed, and I wish I hadn't. So there's that. Also, either it was this week or last week, you guys have seen Harry Potter, Cloak of Invisibility.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you've heard they've been working on creating this for real, and they have gotten exceedingly close, is what they're saying.
That is nuts.
It's nuts, and it's kind of scary, because somebody could be standing in my yard right now, and I would not know it. Just look it.
Yeah, that's all we need.
And I know the whole practical application is for the military, but wow. So you guys need to keep your eyes on what's going on science-wise. Even those of you who are religious types, I don't think religion negates science. I think they go hand in hand. That's my personal opinion. But you need to be paying attention on both sides. Don't be all crazy and blind and that kind of business. Anyway, now we're going to lose some more people. Because I think one day we mentioned something. What was it? Oh, we were talking about Syrie and abortion clinics. Oh, my God. Some people were so angry. They just like, I'm not following you guys on Twitter anymore. I was like, oh, well.
Well, you know what? Y'all don't have to follow us on Twitter anymore. I mean, if you are one of the ones that are going to, you know, hide your head in the sand, then that's your own issue. But we're going to talk about it.
Yep. We like talking. If you want to argue your side Thursday nights, feel free to call in.
Yes. Call in. Come talk to us. We are open for debate.
We love this a good debate. In short, we like a fight. Bring it.
Just don't be breathing heavily into the mic and have a mic that will actually let you talk. Because, I mean, we've had people call in and we're like, we get every other word.
I wanted to say...
We're glad you got your voice heard, but we have not a clue what you just said.
Uh-oh. Here comes the tweets. Here they come.
All right.
Good morning, 12. Where you been?
I'm not 12. Whoa.
He just left me. I'm sorry. He just left us last week. You can't just be getting new girlfriends and leave them. Yes, once you talk to us, you're our boyfriend. You didn't know that? But you can't get new girlfriends like that.
That is our lap.
All right, Ginger, you got 5 minutes. Go!
iSpot Japan, Discover Japan playing. We're pleased to announce that iSpot Japan will be released on February 16th, 2012 via Nintendo's DSiWare service for 200 DSi points and the Nintendo eShop for $1.99 USD. All right, so what is iSpot Japan? iSpot Japan takes you on a journey across the land of the rising sun, explaining facts and curiosities about Japanese culture, while you play the classic Spot the Difference game in the country's most beautiful locations.
Nice.
Yeah, that does sound kind of cool. Find 3, 4, or 5 differences in each picture, depending on the selected difficulty level, and unlock them in the gallery to learn about the local cuisine, historical characters, or important monuments, together with their location in the map. Ranging from southern Kyushu to northern Hokkaido, you'll get to know all of Japan through exclusive, beautiful pictures, carefully tricked to create visually challenging differences. All right, so what have we got? The features are exclusive, beautiful pictures of Japan. I may have to get this just for those because Japan is beautiful. Detailed explanation and map location of every picture. Wireless VS multiplayer and gallery mode. 3 difficulty levels with 3, 4, or 5 differences per location. And a total of 150 pictures illustrating the 4 main islands of Japan. All right, so there is a trailer. And I have it up on GameNatrix.com. So go over there and check this out because it really does look beautiful.
All right, so we got 3 minutes. Should I tell them about Rage?
Yes, tell them about Rage.
Rage. Okay, I should share with you about Rage really quickly. Those of you who have a Mac, yay for you, because Rage Campaign Edition is now available worldwide on the Mac. Yes, Bethesda Works.
Thank you.
What?
Jay is finally here. About time. Where you been, slacker?
Anyway, Bethesda. See, I'm going to shrug him off. Brush you off my shoulder. Okay, so Bethesda Softworks and ZeniMax are in partnership with Aspyr Media today announced that Rage Campaign Edition is now available for the Mac worldwide. This action-packed new shooter from ID Software has been published for the Mac by Aspyr, the leader in Mac games publishing. Yes, they are, because I don't know anybody else is doing it. The game can be digitally downloaded in English, French, or German, and is now available via Apple's Mac Store, Aspyr's own digital storefront as well, which is called GameAgent.com, and through Aspyr's Mac Digital Retail. I believe Steam is one of them, but I don't know if this is on Steam. Check, let us know. In Rage Campaign Edition, you take on bandit gangs and hordes of mutants with an arsenal of exotic weapons and special items, such as wing sticks, personal turrets, sentry bots, and remote-controlled bomb cars, as you play through the game's full, unaltered single-player campaign. The Mac version will also include bonus equipment formerly exclusive to the Rage Anarchy Edition, including a double-barrel shotgun, the Rat Rod Buggy, and Fist of Rage. And the Crimson Elite armor. You'll also have access to the Wasteland Sewers missions, which feature additional mutant blasting gameplay and looting opportunities. Yay! So, since we don't have much time, I'm going to cut myself off there. You can check out the rest of this up on our site. And just so you know, the ESRB has rated Rage M for mature. Make sure you are mature when you play. Okay, at least be 17. I can't speak for your maturity level, but be 17. When you do play,
some of you children out there, yes.
What the fuzzy? Okay, anyway, we're out of here. You know where to find us, Gaminatrix. Well, we're not out of here. We're going to move into...
No.
And I'm going to let you guys take a vote. Ginger and I have been discussing, would you like the full hour? Would that 15 minutes just make you happy to hear us 15 more minutes? Would you love it?
Let us know.
If you don't say anything,
maybe just Twitter us. Sorry.
Touch my tweets. Okay.
No touchy.
We will see you guys tonight. You know where? 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you're here. And if you have sensitive ears, just stay away. your turn.
I'm sorry, I was talking to Miss Haney Spice about getting a phone. I'm trying to get over to the dark side.
A droid.
Haney, if you're listening, droid. All right, I've got some bad news, but we saw this coming because we've been talking about it for several days now, a week probably. I don't think we talked about this one yesterday, but I do know we have mentioned it. THQ cuts 170 employees.
Yes. It's gotten worse?
Possibly. Let me see what all they got to say. More than 170 employees have been cut from various THQ studios, including high-profile game industry veteran Mark DeLura, who served as vice president of technology at the company. According to Kevin Dent, chair of the IGDA Mobile SIG, Dent, who is also the CEO of Tiswas Entertainment and an advisory board member at Playhaven, said earlier this month that THQ had canceled its entire 2012 lineup. Oh, good God, THQ, y'all are stinking. The company, yesterday it was revealed that NASDAQ had threatened THQ with being dislisted from the U.S. Stock Exchange, which I told y'all about. Dent is also the same source who revealed that THQ had canceled its most recent licensed Disney game. They eventually confirmed that this was also true. He also said that Warhammer 40,000 Dark Millennium Online had been shelved. Sorry, Blaster. THQ has neither confirmed nor denied Dent's latest statement. For now, considered a rumor. But I'm going to say, if everything else he said is true, why would we doubt this one?
Wow.
THQ, man. Mm. Somebody get to bailing because y'all got.
Oh, they are like a stone.
Ouch. Good Lord. See, and this is what happens. You let loose all those balloons and you totally ticked off Mother Nature and the world. And we're like, nope, sorry. You're down.
That's what happened, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
You tick off Mother Nature. She will find a way. That's all it is.
You
choked it off. Wow, that sounded bad.
I'm trying to. I was trying to overlook it, but it did not work. All right, so I'm posting this on Twitter. You ladies out there, you looking for the next geek hot boy who's also a billionaire? Well, let us introduce you to Mr. Mark Pincus. He is currently the newest billionaire in Silicon Valley thanks to the December initial public offering of Zynga, the social game giant he founded in 2007. For much of the last year, Zynga was in a quiet period leading up to its IPO, and Pincus had to wear a muzzle. Mm-hmm. During that time, Zynga haters came out of the woodwork in poorly disguised attempts to derail the IPO. We were Zynga haters. We wanted your IPO to do well. We just getting tired of the games. Make us something else, Mark. But the company managed to go public at an $8.9 billion valuation and raised $1 billion for its acquisition, War Chest. And now the muzzle is off. Pincus is free to respond to the allegations that his company is an untalented copycat, an issue that won't go away, and that its business is overly dependent on Facebook. Yeah, I do agree with that. You need to get away from Facebook. And I say that with love, Mark, with love. Here, there's an edited version of a transcript you can find floating around the web, or you can go check it out at VentureBeat. Let me see if I can find something worth quoting, or we could probably talk about it tonight. I think it would be better if we save it for tonight. We can all discuss, so you all can discuss with us.
So how hot is he? That's what I want to know.
He looks like he's tall. Looks like he's got a decent body hiding under the shirt. Huh? Yeah, he's got the dark hair, the dark eyes. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's got a little bit of salt and pepper there sideburns. He needs man, Ginger, we could do him up. we throw a shirt and a blazer on him and some jeans and some boots. He's already got the face and the body. He's cute. He's very cute. All right, very handsome. He's a hot guy. So, ladies, y'all have to get in line behind me and Ginger.
Yes, because we don't share.
And if Ginger gets to him first, all is lost because, you know, she got the fluffy cake. She's going to lean over and pull her shirt down just a little bit. Can you sign your name right here on the right one? Right here?
Yes.
I'll tell you about the fluffy cakes. Be like, da, da. Ginger's just going to hold out her hand, put the ring on it. Let's do this.
Yeah, baby.
You know you. Go ahead, put the ring on. Go ahead. he is is a cutie. He is indeed a cutie. Dick, we keep him. So much to talk about this tonight. That's going to be fun.
Yes.
He's going to have to convince.
All right. There is so much, no offense, there's so much just random game stuff that I can't even imagine getting a press release. All right. Ghost X Ultimate Gamers invited to Triple Crown Anniversary Party.
Yay!
Yay! Ghost X Ultimate Gamers can enjoy a tremendous amount of free gifts and even and events as part of the GameKiss.com 3-year anniversary. Gamers can get an amazing 50% bonus GCash when they buy game currency. They can enjoy an incredible triple experience bonus to level up all their characters. And depending on their character levels, they get a bountiful gift box with free nanobot cubes, enchantment items, and expensive jewelry. GM Marcio says, we'd like to thank our awesome gamers who have stayed loyal GameKiss gamers after all this time. Don't forget to log in. Enjoy these amazing bonuses. Make your secret agent characters become stronger and better than ever. All right, so... you secret agents, looks like y'all get some goodies. Fun? I guess so, maybe. I've never heard of the game.
Secret Agent is the name of the game?
Yes.
Is it free to play?
I believe so, yes.
I'm going to need you to drop that link into my Skype. You know how loves me a secret agent game.
I will have to find it because I just clicked out of it.
Jen? I don't know.
I'm riddled.
I love the ginger. Okay. Well, Paradox Interactive, one of our favorite is game companies.
We love them.
Yes. They have released today the first expansion for their internally developed grand strategy title, Victoria 2, focusing on the American Civil War era. Victoria 2 is what it's called. Sorry, Victoria 2 House Divide. Suggested retail price of around $19.99 American, $19.99 euros, and $14.99 francs somewhere. But it's all around the same price. There you go. From the development team behind Hearts of Iron and Europa Universalis, Victoria 2, A House Divided, introduces a new starting point in 1861, allowing players to experience the U.S. Civil War from the start, from the era of absolute monarchies, encompassing expansion and colonization, culminating in the emergence of the U.S. as a global superpower at the dawn of the 20th century. And I'm about to cut ginger.
You know, she loves the fluffy cakes. When I start sitting with her in the middle of the show, she does not much care for that.
No, I'm not going to cut my ginger. I love her. Okay, so...
No.
I believe we has a trailer up, but I could be mistaken. But if we don't, you can check our YouTube channel on the front page of our site. It'll be added there. It should be there. What is with the tweeting me?
Who, I didn't do it.
Who is tweeting me?
I think it was the 12 again.
Okay. Yeah, it is 12. He says he likes it. He'll try to listen again. Welcome. You're always welcome to come and listen. I forgot what I was saying. Okay, yeah, anyway. So if you like these types of games, political, I think these kind are a bit much for me. I need the whole, The Guild. Have you played The Guild before?
I have not played The Guild. I know you've told me about it several times, and I really need to find it and play it, but no, I've not ever played it.
It is on Steam, and I think they dropped the price. The next time it's a dollar or something, I'm going to grab it because I have the first one, and I love it. It's like The Sims, The Sims Medieval tries to be, but you get to play through all these generations. You can pick, who you want to be in the political. You can just be the baker, or you can decide you want to be queen. But whichever you decide, you either achieve in that particular lifetime, or you keep it up on your children.
Interesting.
Yes, and it keeps going until they die. Not like The Sims. Until you die out, you stay in and play. And you can die from stuff like the bubonic plague and black plague. And
Oh, now that sounds like fun.
Yes, it is fun. And then you have all the,
Totally like the Oregon Trail right there.
Yeah. Now, here's the cool thing. If you decide to be the baker, then you actually have to keep up with the business. It means you have to make sure you have people out in the field picking the wheat for the stock and make sure you have enough stock and then baking the bread and people come in and complain if there's not bread. It's just, I love all that intricacy. I love it.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's to court your spouse. You can't just pick one and marry.
Oh, all right. Something new just came in about THQ.
Okay, do it.
THQ announces what did we say earlier, 170? Well, now it's up to 240 layoffs as part of a restructuring plan.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
GDA Mobile SIG Chair Kevin Dent predicted that THQ would lay off around 170 employees yesterday. Turns out he was underreporting the carnage. Today it was revealed that THQ plans to let a total of 240 employees go in the next few months. The majority of the staff cuts will be made by the end of the financial year on March 31st, 2012, with the rest happening by October. The company said that these layoffs would come from various departments, including selling, general, and administrative personnel. In a new regulatory filing with the SEC, the company also said that it would cut CEO Brian Farrell's salary by 50% beginning February 13th. The temporary pay cut, notice that that's always temporary, will last a year and will reduce his salary from $718,000 to $359,000. All right, dude, your company is in the red. Very, very bad. It's sinking, and you're only going to take your step. And that's still almost $400,000 per year. How about just a little bit lower? THQ says that this restructuring plan will cost them around $11 million, with severance costs estimated at around $8 million, contract terminations at around $500,000, and charges related to abandoned assets of up to $2.5 million. Holy effing crap. Ouch. All right, so
that makes me very sad.
Yeah. The layoff of sales and administrative teams were announced last week. Earlier this month, the company reiterated that it would abandon licensed children's software, instead focusing on core games and brands. The company still plans on making WWE and UFC games, obviously. Really, y'all are gonna keep WWE and UFC, but y'all are gonna kill Space Marines. All right.
Space Marines has got a much bigger following, I think.
Yeah.
So what do I know?
I know. What do we know? Earlier this week, NASDAQ Exchange warned them that the company would be could be delisted if the stock didn't start trading at $1 or more again. THQ has until July 23rd to comply with the SEC rules. I'm still, Mr. Farrell, really? $400,000 a year. Is that really, really necessary? Your company is going under. You want to keep your job? You want to continue being CEO of a business? I mean, you can be CEO of anything you want to be. But I'm thinking you're not going to be CEO of much if your business goes under.
I was just shocked that 240 people are just gone from a company.
And how much would $400,000 pay those 240 people? You know, to keep them around, to get these
Didn't somebody else take a pay cut last year in order to keep their company?
Yes, yes.
Do you really need
to? Yeah. I mean, you can be CEO of whatever you want to be. You can be CEO of a one-man company.
He should have taken it. I know his pay cut wasn't going to keep all of them on, but at least something.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he cut around $400,000 off his salary, which is still awesome. But you're still almost making $400,000. How about you cut that in, you know,
just say
into a half or something? $400,000 is...
You don't need that big house on the hill.
No, no, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, look at the, oh, good God, I see his name, Facebook guy. He lives in a regular house without security, without
Zuckerberg?
All of this. Huh?
Come on, Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg, yes.
Well, Zuckerberg has his own kind of BS that he's doing. We'll be talking about tonight. I don't like how he's treating his shareholders. I will not be buying any stock in Facebook.
No, no, I saw that. I wondered if you were going to mention that, but I noticed that there are very few stories this morning about it. I'm all like, what's going on? Why are y'all so quiet? This should be a big deal.
Super scared. We don't want our Facebook sold. No one man should have all that power, Zuckerberg. Okay, anyway.
Google, take it over.
They would love to. All right, guys, it's time for us to get out of here. We'll be back here tonight talking and probably much more at length and much dirtier because you know how we roll at night.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if Blash is coming, but he probably will pop in. So as well. Either way, you better be here 9 p.m. Central Standard Time this week in gaming by Gamer Girls Radio. We'll see you later. I thought this was appropriate for the people that got fired from THQ's GTA. Because some of them are going to become criminals. It's bad. We'll be right back. Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Mm-hmm.